fresh corn. I don't know.
Sweet corn, roasted
ears. Roast ear. You know, the way it ends up is roast ears.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Sure. Okay. What about the thing that, I don't know if you grow them around here, but you see them around Halloween, you make jack-o'-lanterns out of them?
Pumpkins.
Mm-hmm. Do they grow in this area?
Oh, yes. We don't have many, but they do grow here. Mm-hmm.
You were talking about your father growing watermelons. Was there any other kind of melon he might grow?
Cantaloupe would be the only other kind of thing.
Have you ever heard of a musk or mushmelon?
Yeah, but I don't know what that's like. I think it's probably some, maybe like a watermelon. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay. What about these things that grow wild in people's yards, look like little umbrellas that are open?
Mushrooms.
Sure.
Toadstools.
Right. Is there a difference?
I'm sure there is. One is edible and the other. I mean, there are some mushrooms that are edible, of course, but I don't know.
Say this expression, if somebody has a very sore throat, he might say, well, I'd like to eat that piece of steak, but I just can't.
Swallow it.
All right. And these things that people smoke, you might smoke either...
cigarette or...
Or...
cigars, pipes.
Okay. What about if you were at a party, maybe somebody sat down at a piano and people would gather around and they would begin...
To sing, you mean? Or to,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that what you mean?
Or if somebody told a joke, maybe the people would start
laughing.
Okay. What about this expression? Say if somebody offers to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I just don't want to be to you.
A bother.
Okay.
A burden.
All righty. Was there anything else that you might say to indicate indebtedness to him? I don't want to be.
Indebted to you? You wouldn't say that.
Okay, obligated.
Obligated,
or
yeah.
Like that.
That's what you'd indicate anyway.
Say if somebody asks you to do a certain job and you are able to do it, you might say, sure, I do that for you.
I would be glad to do it for you. I can do it for
right,
you.
Or on the other hand, if you're not able to, you might say, I'm sorry, but I just
can't do it.
Okay. Say if somebody asks you about, if you've been working all day and somebody comes up to you around sundown to ask you to do a job, you might say, well, I'm sorry, but I got to work before sunup and all I'm going to today.
I've worked till I'm going to work.
Okay. Or say if there was a bad accident up the road, there was really no need to call for a doctor because the victim was, by the time we got there.
He was dead.
Okay. Say if a farmer's looking at his corn in the field, and at this time of the year, it's unusually short, he might say, well, that's funny. At this time of year, it's taller.
It should be taller.
All right. Or say if a child has been misbehaving, his mother might say something like, well, now you're not doing what you to do.
You ought to be doing.
All right. Or say if a boy got a whipping, you might say, well, I'll bet he did something that he...
shouldn't have done.
Right. How would you indicate the negative of ought? I'll bet he was doing something he... not to do. If you had to use ought there, well, how would you say that? He was doing something he...
Oughtn't, I don't know. Oughtn't not to...
I couldn't
figure out that ought. Ought not to have done, I guess. I guess.
How would you, if you had to use the word dare in a negative sense, how would you handle that? Like saying a boy says, I'll dare you to go through a graveyard, but I'll bet you...
wouldn't? A dare not?
Right, something like that.
Well, Tom saw he would have said dasn't.
Dasn't.
I don't hear anyone say
right. Okay.
I don't know how to use dare in there.